This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. A situation is developing pertaining to the relationship between the United States of America and Germany in particular, which is unparalleled and unprecedented since the end of World War II. I'm talking, of course, about the ongoing NSA activities and the German reaction to it. And I believe that many in the United States of America, including the American government, do not understand how devastating these developments have been insofar as that relationship is concerned, and how devastating it will be for the future of this country, the United States of America. And all of that, my friends, has been prophesied, as I will show you later in this program. But first, I'd like to read to you from an article by Deutsche Welle, dated July 3, talking about the fact that the German parliament is investigating the NSA activities in Germany. And here we read the following. A former NSA technical chief has told Germany's parliament that the U.S. agency has become a totalitarian mass collector of data. William Binney described the U.S. National Security Agency in Berlin on Thursday as an entity that has abandoned every rule of law principle and breached the democratic freedoms of citizens. Testifying, Binney asked the NSA or accused the NSA of having totalitarian mentality and wanting total information control over citizens in breach of the U.S. Constitution. Binney left the NSA as its technical chief in 2001, shortly after it began mass scanning in the wake of 9/11 hijack attacks by al-Qaeda terrorists on New York and Washington. Another former NSA staffer, Thomas Drake, who left the NSA after trying to use official complaint channels, told the inquiry that the U.S. government was exercising the ultimate form of control. Drake said the United States would soon become a real surveillance nation in which the private lives of individuals were becoming more and more the property of the state. Now, in the wake of these statements, which the Germans didn't need to hear in order to confirm their disgust with the U.S. and the NSA, a further development was shattering whatever relationship was left between the U.S. and Germany. Deutsche Welle wrote on July 7, the fallout from the arrest of a German double agent who was allegedly filtering information to the NSA continues to create a stir. German parliamentarians across the political spectrum have already expressed outrage over the allegations. If it turns out to be true that the BND employee, BND, that's a German intelligence service, worked for the U.S. embassy for years, it would be a huge breach of trust in the transatlantic relationship, Stephen Meyer, a spokesman for the Angela Merkel government, said. Now, here's an article by the New York Times, dated July 6, talking a bit more about this very, very devastating development. It says, this mystery enveloping a German intelligence service employee accused of spying for the United States, German officials and commentators on Sunday angrily demanded a response from Washington, warning that an already troubled relationship was at risk of deteriorating at a new low. Perhaps the most striking sign of the strained relationship was Germany's decision to summon the American ambassador, John Emerson, to the foreign ministry on the 4th of July, just before the American embassy's holiday party for hundreds of guests. Over decades of friendship since 1945, sharp language like that of recent months has been rare in German-American dealings. Well, it's going to get worse, not better. The article goes on to say that the German government tried reaching a new spy accord with Washington, but the Obama administration rejected the idea. Stefan Cornelius, a foreign editor of the newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung, and usually a pronounced Atlanticist, wrote a blistering commentary on Saturday, saying it was hard even to summon words to describe the potential damage. If United States intelligence agencies acted as suggested, and there shouldn't really be a question about that, he wrote, that would be either stupid or shameless. Either way, relations would turn icy because confirmation of the espionage accusations would mean either that President Obama doesn't have the intelligence services under control or that he lied when trying to smooth things over in recent months, Mr. Cornelius said. Whoever is responsible for this damage must go, he said, in Washington just as in Berlin. Now, Der Spiegel Online added that America, and especially the American government, doesn't seem to realize the underlying ongoing anti-Americanism within at least a broad minority in Germany, which is growing. And these developments are not going to help the situation. And the funny thing is, it looks like that the American government in particular is totally oblivious towards it. Doesn't seem to care about it. It's like an avalanche is coming towards it, a tsunami is coming towards it with devastating consequences, and they are just looking the other way. Now here's an article by The Local, dated July 7, saying this new case was one apparent double cross too many. National and regional media said. Enough grumbling, Zeit Online commented on Monday. The Federal Republic is not some kind of tin pot state where hostile or allied intelligence services can do whatever they like, if, or rather because, the U.S. government and its machinery are making a laughing stock of all notions of German-U.S. friendship, then it's time to get tough, the paper wrote. In a Spiegel magazine survey conducted amidst the latest revelations, now listen carefully to these numbers, 57% of respondents now favored greater independence from the United States. And 69% said their trust in the United States had recently plummeted. And it was never that great to begin with, I might add. Meanwhile, the Local continued to write, the Stuttgarter Zeitung on Sunday commented that the paltry sum of 25,000 euro that was supposedly paid by the U.S. for the 218 documents showed how casually the United States was prepared to gamble with its relations with Germany. The latest spy scandal clearly showed U.S. disdain for democratic institutions and contempt for the smaller partner, the paper wrote. We now have the next confirmation that we are not such good friends as people would have us believe, agreed Der Tagesspiegel. Now, to top it all off, another spy case has been revealed. The Associated Press reported about this on July 9, but I'd like to also quote now from The Local, which also wrote on July 9 saying this. The Attorney General's office confirmed on Wednesday they were investigating a further case of espionage in Germany, allegedly involving a U.S. agent who was reportedly an army officer at Germany's Ministry of Defense. Now, I remember several years ago when something like that happened, and the chancellor, the German chancellor, Willy Brandt, was a target of such espionage, he had to resign. He had to resign. Angela Merkel is not perceived as being a very strong advocate for political and liberal freedoms, because she didn't do anything about this scandal regarding the NSA unless and until it was revealed that her own phone was targeted by them. But now they have to do something if they want to save face. And here is an article by Deutsche Welle, dated July 10, a first step of an unparalleled move, something which has never happened before. It says that the German government has advised that it will expel the top U.S. spy in Germany. The head of the German parliamentary board overseeing the secret services, Clemens Binninger, announced on Thursday that the head of the CIA's Germany station would be asked to leave the country. The decision to expel the U.S. Embassy CIA representative is designed to demonstrate Germany's anger at the discovery of two U.S. spies in Germany's Foreign Intelligence Services, the BND. Now, can anybody doubt how serious Germany is? Can anybody doubt how angry the German population is about this? And can anybody doubt that the U.S. government and the president don't do anything about it? Now, let me tell you, my friends, that this has been prophesied to happen many, many hundreds, thousands of years ago. The Bible tells you that in these end times, the relationship between the United States of America and Germany and Europe will deteriorate to a point where another war will break out between those two power blocks. And this time, the United States of America is not going to win that war, as they have lost every war since World War II. We have prepared two booklets, which you must read, in order to understand the truth of what I am telling you today, and in order to understand why these developments, as I described them to you today, are of such tremendous importance. Here is one booklet, Germany in Prophecy. Germany in Prophecy. Did you know that the Bible has many prophecies about Germany, the Germany in these end times, and what Germany is going to do, and how God is going to use them to punish the United States of America, and there are reasons for that. I have another interesting booklet, Europe in Prophecy. This also goes into a situation which we are seeing the beginnings of today, a situation which will lead in a total deterioration relationship between those two power blocks, and ultimately in an outright war. You might call it World War III. Yes, it's prophesied. You need to know what is going to happen. You need to know why these developments indicate the beginning of the Great Tribulation in the not-too-distant future, and that is the good news, the soon coming return of Jesus Christ, because we read that once this Great Tribulation starts, the return of Jesus Christ is very, very near. But first, terrible things are going to happen. They are going to happen to this country. And the fact that our government is totally asleep proves the point. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.